This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Fascinating that a proposal to return to an old practice is generating such a firestorm. Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, a Democrat running in November, which we reported before, has decided to reinstate the party line vote option on the ballots. She says she has the authority to do so under the law and was going to add the option. But boy, howdy, what a pushback. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Not only did the Republican Party, a couple of PACs, the Libertarian Party, and a Democratic candidate running as a write-in raise Kane and file an action with the state Supreme Court, but various counties are now saying they won't play. We did talk about this story earlier, and the basics haven't changed. Those opposed to Oliver's plan say it is partisan, gives an advantage to the Democrats, and that she doesn't have the authority to do it unilaterally. Seven counties say they don't want to have the option on the ballots, but there really isn't much they can do about it since they don't control the statewide ballots. That's done in Santa Fe. The county commissioners in those seven counties are urging the clerks in their counties to not certify votes that come in under the party line heading, but the clerks say they can't do that. More after this. Eddy County Clerk Robin Van Natta said, quote, "They kind of put us between a rock and a hard place. Nobody really asked us our opinion," end quote. Her problem is the county commission passed an anti-straight party vote resolution. A Tuesday memo to county clerks statewide from the executive director of the clerks affiliate of the New Mexico Association of Counties said clerks do not have the authority to decide whether to include the straight party voting option on the November 6th ballot, even if instructed to do so by county commissioners. The Supreme Court case is still pending, and a number of people, including the county commissioners, candidates, and others, have said the clerks just shouldn't certify for printing any ballots that have the straight party vote. They cannot, however, do that legally. High Court is having oral arguments next week on the issue and should give a ruling shortly thereafter. The seven counties who want to pass a resolution denying the straight party vote are Doñana, Eddy, Lee, Curry, Roosevelt, Chavez, and San Juan. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
This is not an issue that will end quietly. If the Supreme Court rules that Toulouse Oliver can add straight party vote option, the outcry will be enormous. If the court says she cannot, the outcry will be enormous. But if she raised the specter of the party line vote, so she will have to live with the outcome, either way. Fortunately, the state Supreme Court should have their decision before the ballots have to be printed. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.